It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX 350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
30-30.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks.
We cover them all.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten Basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears have the day off today before they start getting ready for the 49ers tomorrow. Meanwhile, lots of talk about the future of head coach John Fox. Hakeem Hicks told Mully and Hanley he wants Fox back next season.
I was asked last night how I felt about Fox being back next year. I would love nothing more because just like when there's a continuity, like a defense and players that have been around each other for a while, they get better. When you have the same stable coaching group, you can't help but get better.
In the NBA, the Bulls host the Suns tonight at the United Center. Nikola Mirotic returned to practice yesterday for the first time since he fought with Bobby Portis back on October 17th. Mirotic, though, will not travel with the team to Denver for Thursday's game. He'll stay back with Zach LaVine and practice with the Windy City Bulls. Former Bull Ben Gordon arrested Saturday in a felony robbery charge. He's accused of threatening a Los Angeles apartment manager with a knife. Blackhawks are also in action tonight in Nashville in college basketball. The Big Ten ACC Challenge starts tonight. Illinois takes on Wake Forest here on the Score at 7:30. Northwestern also in action taking on Georgia Tech. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And catch 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Mitchell is in Des Plaines. He's on the Score.
There's some problems with Trubisky.
Mitchell, this is what the development curve looks like. It's non-linear. You're going to have bumps in the road. You have good games and bad games. It's just a matter of trusting that you have the coaches involved that allow him to get better after struggling.
Okay, well, if you're going to stand behind the statement that he only played 13 games in college, then that's all the more reason, okay, to not play him. Okay,
what?
And if you don't like Mike Lennon, because that's another topic.
Whoa, no, hold on. The fact that he didn't play those games in college is reason to play him earlier.
Why don't you have him basically sit on the sidelines for a year?
Because that doesn't get him. The only way you get better is by playing.
Well, then I guess we're going to have a really stressful, very uneventful season. Because you're throwing him in the towel. Okay.
Oh, my God. I think we're dealing with somebody with an issue here.
Okay.
Okay. I think everybody involved is better off if we're kind of done here, if that's okay with you.
Okay, Dan, you've been an inspiration to us all.
No, is that...
You've got to cart that up.
Are we done? Okay.
More action. More excitement.
more everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sounds like you guys are having all the fun without me. So the guy wanted to bench Mitchell Trubisky right now?
Correct.
And put Glennon in for the rest of the season?
I don't know. It was...
shout out to Barry.
And that guy was... fired up, yeah. Too. Like, he came out of the gate. Like,
ready to roll.
Yeah. That is...
That's what you want out of your car.
Hot sports thought for you.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Wow. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by local Ford stores. Tough times for former Bulls guards, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the Ben Gordon stuff is very, very uncomfortable because, you know, you work around the guy, you visit with a guy, and you cover him while he was here, and he was a sweetheart, nicest dude in the world, and now it seems like everything's falling down around him. This is 3 times now in 5 months that he's been arrested.
Yeah, and he made $84 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't...
And he wasn't a crazy spender. I mean, you know, crazy spenders on the on the NBA level are different than crazy spenders on our level, but he wasn't a guy that was super flashy, like 12, 15 cars guy. I don't remember him being that dude, so you would think... Or you would hope that some of that money is still around if you're opening up gyms and have other businesses right. In Mount Vernon, his hometown. But man, this is not good. You're talking about holding people at knife point and kidnapping and all this other stuff. Sounds like Ben needs to have a check in terms of his mental health.
There's a very, very strange Instagram video that he posted, mm-hmm. and it's filled with hashtags in Red Rum. Mm-hmm. A lot of you should have met your maker already, but it's not too late.
Yeah.
Ooh, gang, you pay me. Hashtag can't steal from God, stupid. Hashtag I seen people die for less, LOL. Hashtag God is merciful. I think
it's tough on him right now.
Yeah, I think he needs help.
If he's got friends or family around him that can persuade him to go and check himself in somewhere or go talk to somebody, they need to do it before they end up... You know, wearing you know rest in peace shirts or free Ben Gordon shirts, because that's the only that sounds like that's the lane this is going down one way or the other.
And meanwhile, we hadn't really talked about it, the fact that over the weekend the news broke that Derrick Rose is taking time away from the Cavaliers to assess his future as a basketball player, and you hear some of what he's saying and how it's being described by people close to him, and I'm wondering if he's dealing with depression or something.
There's a few issues I have with this situation. Talked to somebody very close to him the day before Thanksgiving, and could tell that there was some unrest. Nothing, you know, no breaking news like this is what's going to happen tomorrow thing, because I believe the report came out the day after I talked to this person. But you know, Derek has gone through a lot with his body, but it's no more, and I know the citizens of Chicago are going to come down, or the basketball mavens, you know, all the fellas that I run into, but he's dealt with a lot injury-wise, but for this to happen a second time in 2 years, you have to, at some point, you have to say, you know what, I'm not about this anymore. Last year, the absence when the Knicks thing happened, you know, from everything that I found out, that's beyond basketball. There were reports and not reports, but there were rumors that there was an extortion attempt when it came to his mother and his child, and that people were sending and saying a lot of things that would make anybody nervous. But you do have to tell your employer this is what's going on with me. NBA security handles a lot of things like that, believe it or not. They don't want to make this seem like some Mexican drug cartel thing where you got to fly into, you know, Salt Lake City with armed guards. But, you know, the NBA security, there's not a lot that NBA security hasn't seen. So last year when all that was going down, you know, a lot of people really couldn't come to the forefront and really, you know, say what was happening. The problem that he had is he didn't pick up a phone. You know, you there's a way you go about it. I know you're in a frenzy. Maybe you have, you know, one of your assistants or somebody goes, but that was
they didn't know where he was.
Exactly.
He went missing relative to his team
and
his employer.
Yeah. That's something that you can't do. Something that you cannot do, because they don't know if they have to knock down a hotel room door thinking that you're behind that door unconscious.
They don't know if
you're safe or not. Exactly. Right. This thing, you know, Derek has been dealing with all this stuff from the very first injury. and people with the Bulls wanting him to go see somebody because they knew that Derek has put a lot into the game and him lifting other people out of certain situations. Derek has had a lot on him since he was 20 years old. Right. And I'm not making any excuses for him. The thing I will say is, if you know that you are built like this, also be aware that, like I just said with the Ben Gordon thing, somebody around you got to know that you need to get some help, you need to talk to somebody. Or when they see that you are having these issues with constantly rehabbing your body, never feeling good, never feeling like things are going okay for you, not wanting to do, you know, the things in terms of painkillers that you did earlier in your career, like all those things come flooding back. There's talks that there is another child on the way. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there were some pictures going around that certainly make it look like somebody's pregnant.
Yeah. And she doesn't shy away from social media, you know, so and she's here in the city and, you know, he's got a lot on his head right now. But I'll say this the same way I said it about Cam Newton during the Super Bowl when he didn't want to talk to people after the media, you know, didn't hear that the Broncos players were cheering. You're not the first player to lose. You know, you're not the first guy to ever feel this low. For Derek, I know a lot of people around him don't want to hear this, but Derek's not the first guy to ever deal with something like this. You have to maintain your composure. You have to be a professional through it. And there are a lot of people who think that this might be it for him. I root for him. I'm not even going front. I root for him because there's a lot of guys who have come along who we've seen flame out before they even made it to the level that he made it collegiately. Like, we all know that guy who played basketball and the whole city or the whole neighborhood was on his back and he didn't make it and he had to look those people in the eye every single day like, damn, I didn't make it. Derrick Rose made it. He's the youngest achiever in NBA history. He changed the CBA. He got himself, you know, a couple $100 million contract with rebates from Adidas. And then it all went downhill because of the injuries. So if you're in a place now where those injuries have taken you to a mental space that you can't handle things, you got to get out for the professional reasons that I mentioned and, more importantly, for the personal reasons that I mentioned. You got a baby coming. You've already got a kid that you're taking care of right now and PJ. You've got a lot of family members that look for you to be their guidance and their shining light and their rock. What you need to do is take care of yourself right now.
Is the current girlfriend also PJ's mom?
No.
Okay.
No. These would be two different baby mothers. But this is the issue. Like, he's got a lot going on, but it's not more than any other NBA player who's gone through this. Right. And I think that's what he needs to back out and say. You know what?
He is a first, though. He will be the first NBA MVP to not be a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, he was a meteoric rising star, mm-hmm. a star among
stars. The youngest
stars.
Achiever in NBA history.
Yeah, and he is going to be a first because there has not been another MVP of the NBA to not be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And his college career technically doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Right.
Because they scrubbed the record books because of the SAT stuff.
Right. So that was that was all completely vacated. So he's not the first, but it doesn't mean he's any less human. I will say that some people were, and I was following the reaction to a lot of this and using the word tragedy. If his career ends, that doesn't rise to what I consider tragedy. It's unfortunate. And we also have to be mindful of how the context changed with all of his testimony and the facts that were in evidence in what was a lurid civil sexual assault trial, that there were some aspects of the untidiness of his life and some of what he said under oath about not understanding consent and about what went on that's going to change the way people think about him. Mm-hmm. And I get that he's not just the humble hometown kid made good, that there was a seamy underbelly to his social existence that I think a lot of people are that has taken away some of the luster from his relationship with some fans.
When I think of Derek, I think of an underdeveloped kid who was forced to be the man on so many levels, and time and media and sports organizations don't wait on you. They don't wait on you. You got to grow. You got to grow, and you got to grow, you know, professionally. You got to grow personally. And it seems to me, from the outside looking in, that there were too many pit stops along the way where people who do love him either could not get to the center of it or did not persuade him enough to grow in a certain way. And he's always been a kind-hearted dude. I mean, Derrick Rose has played for, you know, several funerals on the South Side without putting his name on it. Like, he's always been a guy who had time, you know. If
it's
anybody,
like Tom Ricketts doing all the
same, funerals. Man. Yeah. He's there's a lot to him, but there could have been a lot more had these things not happened in the succession that they happened in. And of course, you know, I think there is a certain amount of heartbreak involved in this as well when it comes to him and his childhood organization that he adored. You know, what went down with the Chicago Bulls and he is at, you talk about seemingly, I mean, there was some nasty feelings and some mm-hmm. bad things. And that's why when he came back as a New York Knick, he's walking down that tunnel and it's him and PJ, and Jerry Reinsdorf out of nowhere says his name and you see him light up. I actually have the video. You see him light up because Jerry Reinsdorf took care of him and he felt like there was a personal relationship there. And, you know, that's why all the rumors came back. Oh, he's going to come back to Chicago. I never thought that was going to happen. So all the things that happened after years one through three could do no wrong in this city. Years one through three, everybody's talking about how humble he was, laughing that he didn't dance on the All-Star stage with Dwight Howard and LeBron James, didn't shake hands. I'm not going to recruit anybody. And the moment, and I used to tell the people around him, the moment you can't play, you're going to learn what this business is about. And the injury happened against Philadelphia, and from that point on, you saw, unfortunately, everything that could go wrong went wrong for him in his career.
I know we wanted to give this a listen, too. This was former NBA All-Star Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, on his show with Mia Khalifa.
He has a show with Mia Khalifa.
They do have a show.
Oh, boy. This is him talking about the Derrick situation.
Bambi Legs needs to go ahead and just stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, this is the second time he's done this to his team. Like in January, he did it to the Knicks. He just leaves and just goes on these little vacations. I don't know if he's recharging the battery in his knee.
You can only have one sabbatical
per career. I don't know what it is, but he needs to stop it.
But there's reports that he's having trouble grasping the recent injuries that he's had to deal with throughout his career.
You have all summer to deal with that. Like, come on, you have teammates. Like, you sitting here taking absence leave? Like, what the f*** is wrong with you? It's been 5 years. You have not been a star for 5 years. Five.
He's washed.
That's a guy who's also dealt with some injuries, too.
What's with the Bollywood music in the background? Well,
I think that was their trailer. That was their promo.
Shades
that he added in post.
You got a little raga stuff going on in the back there.
On no level. Yeah, that was their promo, I think. That's how they packaged it.
All right. This segment was brought to you by Indeed.com.
My favorite squadron.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Looking forward to having a conversation with budding basketball analyst and former Illini star Deion Thomas next on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Good news, bad news for the Clippers here in Los Angeles. Starting with the good, they did beat the Lakers last night, and they've won three straight to pull within three games of 500. But that's where the good news ends, because they lost Blake Griffin in the fourth quarter, and it does not look good. He'll be evaluated today, but if he misses time, that is brutal news for a team that's already going through a brutal season. But when you look at this guy, it's not like it's surprising. Broken left kneecap before his first year. Surgery on his right knee last year. Big toe injury in last year's playoffs. And now in a season where they have never needed him more than they do right now, there's a chance they may have lost him yet again. I don't believe in curses or jinxes or anything like that, but I can't tell you that it's all in your head either, especially watching this guy go down again. I'm Jim Rome.
Started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello! See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the Note 8, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line, $20 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome, regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to...
It was worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox,
PlayStation,
Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews,
VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call this show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Horoscope.
Aries, it's a good time to start focusing on making life more about fun, less about work. Taurus, seeing your family for the holidays, you better pack something for a headache. Gemini, people say that opposites attract. For you, it doesn't apply. Find someone just like you. Cancer, been partying a little too much? It's time to relax and take it easy. Leo, what you once considered a small interest turns into a fully blown hobby. And Virgo, allow yourself to be swept off your feet for once. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Show from 7 to 10 p.m. at Brick City Tavern, located at 34 South.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Suspect. Enjoy the broadcast.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hoffman, another great pass to Deion Thomas. Illinois works the offense after a great block from Deion Thomas. Hoffman drives again. Again, he dishes to Deion, who tracks it down. Andy Kaufman, the two-pointer just inside the stripe. Illinois leads it 9-2. That was Juwan Howard over his old friend and high school opponent, Deion Thomas. Howard with a jump hook shot. First field goal of the game. Thomas in a crowd. Deion's got 6. Illinois has 11.
I'm glad that Juwan Howard got a name drop in there, because as a young Michigan fan, I couldn't wait to watch Illinois and Michigan, you know, play against each other. And I'd watch my guys from Michigan, and then I'd watch this dude that's sitting to my left right now, 6'8", 6'9". And I'm like, how is he scoring every time? You guys can jump and run and bump, and this dude is just using angles, using drop steps, using jump hooks, facing up. Deion Thomas joining the Bernstein and Golf Show, ladies and gentlemen.
You can follow him on Twitter at Deion Thomas. Thomas 25. It's good to see you. This is for me.
I'm getting the chills again. watching Michigan catch L's, because this dude, they couldn't stop him in the post at all.
Well, it's good to be seen, first and foremost. And they didn't catch too many L's. I mean, they actually controlled that series during that time when they were there. You know, that Fab Five team was amazing. You brought up a good friend of mine, Juwan Howard. All of that stuff that Juwan did is stuff that we used to go out seriously in the park and work on together. You know, Bob Hambrick was a great teacher. He taught me a lot of those things, those same moves that you just talked about, getting angles, the jump hook, all of those things. And Juwan would go out and work out on
Juwan
them together.
Juwan was CBS, right?
Yes, he was.
And you were Simeon.
Simeon, yes, okay. Sir.
Do you watch the game now and watch positionless NBA basketball and just see Draymond Green and see how everybody's moving and how guards are posting and bigs are facing up, and wonder how you would have developed your game differently if it had evolved to this point then?
Well, I'll tell you what today's basketball is. When I went to Europe in 1994, played my first game in Spain, I had a 7-footer come down and drop a 3 in my face. And I was like, oh my God, what the heck is going on? You know, because I'm used to guys coming down, getting in
banging
there,
with
dirty,
you, yep,
you know. Yep. That's where the game is today. Because, and I played this over 23 years ago there. Mm-hmm. And that's what the game has become. So, but I wish I had learned this ahead of time, because I would have developed that part of my game along, you know, because when I was playing, you played a position. Right. And that's what you were.
Yep.
When I went to Europe is when my game started to develop, and I became that first stretch 4 instead of a tweener. You know, here you were a tweener. I mean, that's why it was rough to get things going with the league. Oh, well, Deion, you're 6'8", you're not 6'9". Okay, I'm a basketball player,
right?
First and foremost. But no, that's the way today's basketball game, I do watch it. I miss the physicality of it, but I understand the entertainment factor.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make sure that, you know, scoring is a heck of a lot better when you got 120 points instead of 60 points. I think the fans enjoy that a lot more.
On the collegiate level, I believe it was a couple of years ago, they emphasized cleaning up on what happens in the paint, where guys can run through free and easy and not the clutching and the grabbing and of course, the shot clock. They took that down a few seconds. If you were the czar of college basketball, what rules would you enact?
Well, again, college basketball is following the blueprint of the NBA. They want that entertainment factor. They want the freedom of movement, like you said. Now, what they're doing now today with allowing you to be able to use your forearm and those things while you're in the post, I believe are good. I believe it's good. And I think the kids are adjusting. When I coached for 8 years, I would tell my players, regardless, if anybody cuts through this lane, you make sure you touch them. Now, you can't throw the forearms out there like you used to, but you can get your body there and put your body on them. So there are certain aspects of the game that I would keep. I would be remiss to say that I don't miss, you know, a little bit more of the bumping and grinding that's going on. But this is a lot funner for the guys to watch. When I'm on BTN or I'm sitting there watching the Illinois as I'm doing the radio on the sideline, I love this freedom of movement. I love the way they're playing. A little bit less of the ticky-tack fouls from the referee, and I think it'll be all great.
How's the Big Ten product this year? I know Illinois working its way back, and it's difficult to tell because there's so many freshmen that are going to matter once we get into the conference season. But what do you make of the quality of the conference this year overall?
Well, I think this will be one of the conferences with the most parity out of any. From 1 through 3, maybe 1 through 4, I think we're pretty solid. The Michigan States, the Purdue's, if you throw Minnesota up in there.
Waiting to hear Northwestern. He hasn't said them yet.
Yeah. And if you throw a Northwestern in there, I think they're pretty solid. And because I think, you know, Northwestern took a bad beat down by 33 to Texas Tech. That's not typically going to happen to Chris and to that team. They trying to outscore people because, you know, you get a little success. You start saying, hey, this is what we did. But then Chris is going to smack them right back into reality. And
yeah,
say, hey.
I was thinking that was one of those where they're practicing the moment the bus gets back. Right?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Let's do an update and get back to basketball and talk with Deion Thomas.
Scoreboard update.
2:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears have the day off. They'll return to practice tomorrow ahead of taking on San Francisco on Sunday. Pro Football Weekly reporting the Bears already have a list of potential replacements for head coach John Fox, and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio is not among them. Bulls host the Suns tonight at the UC. The Clippers' Blake Griffin expected to miss 2 months with a sprained MCL. Blackhawks in action tonight in Nashville. Patrick Kane fined $5,000 for slashing forward Nick Ritchie in last night's game. And in baseball, Carlos Beltran will interview for the Yankees manager job. You've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. While you're stocking up on goodies for the holidays, do your family a favor by picking up an Exergen Temporal Scanner, the number one preferred thermometer of pediatricians. So in town for the Big Ten ACC Challenge is Deion Thomas. And as you look at this Illinois team, where they stand, where are they in their return to relevance under Brad Underwood? How far away?
Well, I would say a couple of years. And the reason I say a couple of years, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens now. I mean, especially with the way the guys are playing, the way they're buying into the system. I think the system fits a lot of the players that were left by. I mean, if you've seen the last few games, the way Aaron Jordan has played, you know, he's from right here at home, basically. The way this kid has played and the way he's fit into this system has been absolutely amazing. The question was if Michael Finke would be able to defend bigger interior players. The way this team defends and the way they're there for second helps has been absolutely amazing. Again, he's going to be such a nightmare matchup nightmare for guys in the Big Ten, because the way he shoots the ball, gets it out on the floor, the ability to shoot the basketball is amazing. Laron Black fits perfectly into this system. So as you sit back and you look at how these guys are playing and the way Coach Underwood has them getting out on defense and pressuring guys and playing, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens this year. I mean, I'm talking about making it back to the tournament. Maybe a lower seed, but making it back to the tournament.
That would be huge.
It would be amazing. He would go down in history, second to only Lou Henson, if that happened. I mean, because I think they're right there. But he needs so many things to happen. His freshmen have to maintain and continue to play the way they're playing, the younger players. Tijon Lucas has to continue to grow and develop the way he has. And then you have to keep Aaron Jordan, Michael Finke, and Laron Black playing at the level where they're playing now. So I say another year, maybe two, with Ayo Dayo. I mess up the pronunciation of that kid's name all the time. Ayo Dosunmu. Well, when we get him in from Morgan Park, he adds another level to go along with a Mark Smith that puts this team very similar back to that 2005 team with D. Brown, Darren, and Luther Head.
You mentioned the style of play that Brad Underwood wants to coach, and you also, we've talked a little bit, you mentioned Morgan Park, we talked about CVS with Juwan and Simeon with you. There's a style of play that a lot of people said, well, there's a certain style of play that the public league kids want to play, and that Illinois wasn't running for a long time. I didn't know how true that was. Maybe it was just the guys didn't want to send their kids to the University of Illinois and sending them to Duke and Michigan State and Kentucky and all these other places. Mm-hmm. Where they're at now in terms of their stronghold or lack thereof on the public league, do you think the system comes into play, or is there more relationships that still have to be mended?
Well, you know, having coached, being from this city, having played ball and been a CPS kid myself, a lot of that has to do with it, but it's really relationships. And, you know, I like John, but they did not recruit the city the way they were supposed to.
John Gross.
Yes, John Gross. They did not come up here and pound the pavement the way they were supposed to, the way Coach Underwood came in and immediately did. And, of course, he has my boy on the squad, Chen Coleman, who is from Chicago, South, you know, went to South Shore. They're up here pounding the pavement. You know, when they had the game over this past weekend at Navy Pier,
yeah,
who's sitting there?
The Be Like Mike Invitational.
Exactly, the Be Like Mike Invitational. The whole staff is sitting there. And this is what Coach Underwood has done that's different than what the previous, you know, with Bruce as well as with John has done. He's here, he's in the city, and not just one person is going. When they go recruit somebody, the whole staff is there, which really shows not just the kid that they're wanted, the families, the coaches, the friends, the girlfriends, you know, that this kid is valued and that he wants to be there. So the style definitely fits, but the personalities, of course, fit even more.
Deion Thomas with us in studio, and I love this piece of your bio because I'm a fan of professional basketball journeymen because I lived that life for the Global Basketball Association, Continental Basketball Association, and all of the dealing with the multinational teams and so many guys who just built up these long resumes and made wonderful livings and had valuable and meaningful basketball experiences outside of this country. You just owned Israel for a while, didn't you? I mean, I'm looking at four different teams. And is it true that you are now, you have dual citizenship as an American and an Israeli?
I do. My wife is Israeli. My wife of 19 years, Daphna. We've been joined at the hip for a long time. But I do hold dual citizenship, both American and Israeli. And I did. I mean, I met some great guys over there, you know, guys from here. Anthony Parker was one of my teammates on that Maccabi team. You know, being from Naperville, Maceo Bastin, who played
Candace's brother.
Yeah, Candace Parker.
Played for the Cavs a little bit.
He did play for the Cavs.
Sure.
Played for Toronto.
Mm-hmm, Toronto, yeah.
Was a guy named Andre Spencer over there when you were there?
Andre Spencer,
played at
yes.
Northern Arizona, about 6'7".
Yep, Andre was there when I was over there. So I know Andre. Okay. I know Andre well.
Yeah.
Maceo Bastin, you mentioned Michigan. You
know, another tweener.
Yep.
Mace was 6'7", 6'8", dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had a great nucleus of when we were playing there. I mean, we still hold the record for the highest margin of victory in a EuroLeague game. Hmm. I mean, we beat Badalona by 36, something like that, you know, in the championship game. But we won back-to-back championships. But I also had a great run in Spain. I was in Spain for 8 years. You know, I was an all-star 7 of the 8 before the injuries. I heard we were talking earlier before the injuries started. Then you become a glue guy and not the 25-point-a-game guy. which was okay because that helped me learn a little bit more about me. It helped me also begin to prepare for life after basketball, which, you know, as we know, too far too many guys fall on the wayside because they're not prepared. So it helped me to understand, to start to get ready. And then, of course, my wife, who was in the IDF, which is the Israeli Defense Fund.
Well, there you go.
She also was like, okay,
we're good to go.
You know, she's in the military. We need to start to get these things in order.
It was mandatory military service. I don't know if a citizen, do you have to serve, do you have to do a stint?
Thank God, no.
Okay. I'm just wondering, it's mandatory.
And when you get citizenship, normally you do. But mm-hmm. I had spent all that time in Spain that when I went over, I'd actually missed the cutoff.
Ah.
You know, I was 2 years older than required to have to go in and do the 2 years.
Conveniently so.
Oh, conveniently so.
They made work on a kibbutz instead, exactly. Right? They figured I have to give back some way.
Yeah, you mentioned life after basketball, and I don't know where you stand on this, but Dan and I, you know, every college basketball season, the conversation comes up about the one-and-done kids or, you know, should you allow kids to go straight from high school. I feel that there is a place for the guy who wants to stay 3 years or 4 years and turn himself into something. Hell, if not, just get his degree. I'm not saying that everybody has to go or should go, but I do think there is a place for, hey, listen, this kid isn't going to be wasting time on this college campus. Sam Mitchell and I have argued about this because he hates the fact that I feel this way, but this kid's wasting his time on his college campus. He might get your school in trouble. He might get himself in trouble. You know, start a real G League, or whether it was the developmental league, which they're putting more money in, and treat it like minor league basketball. What do you think it would do to college basketball if that happened? Do you think that you wouldn't still have some of the star power, enough of the star power? And do you agree with that, having been through, you know, different machinations of this system, seeing it, coaching it, and also, you know, now commentating on it?
Well, I think there is definitely a place. Now, me personally, I'm with the if they're good enough, let them go. There's no way in the world a LeBron James should go to college. There's no way an Anthony Davis should have had to go and spend a year in college, because these kids are already ready, both physically, you know, in most cases, mentally. And the onus should be on those NBA teams, those GMs. Do I bring this kid in here? If he's not ready, why would I bring him in? So is a G League a worthwhile adventure? Yeah, it is. I mean, if they're going to bring kids in and stash them there, but in the long run, who really gets hurt by this?
Right.
It's not college basketball. College basketball is going to be fine. You know, people like me that bleed orange, you're going to go to those games anyway. You're going to go see them play.
See, but usually we hear from the college basketball people that the game is going to suffer if this happens.
That's in my opinion, that's people that, you're making an excuse. Basketball is not going anywhere. The same as, you know, we're dealing with concussions and things like that. Football is not going anywhere. So these are things, and you're always going to have players that have an opportunity to raise their families up out of poverty that are going to go and play basketball. Mm-hmm. Now, those better players, they may take them, but that does not, now that just puts more onus on the coach. Do your job. Develop your players. Make your players, you know, good enough to get to this G League or good enough to get to the NBA. Which has fallen off a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think we all see the skill level in some places in college basketball, but I don't think basketball really suffers at all if that. I would prefer them to take the kids that are ready to go, the rest go to college, but the most important part is those kids need to be getting their degrees regardless, because not everybody is as fortunate.
Allow them to go back, maybe?
Oh, I mean, definitely.
Oh, sure.
Definitely. You have to do
something. Allow a kid to go back to school, maybe.
They have to do something, because we know a small, small minority of players have the ability to go on and play, whether it's the NBA, Europe, or anywhere mm-hmm. else. And then an even smaller number earns enough money to actually live comfortably.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even talking about the blown out where I can go and buy me a Mercedes and this and this, just right. to live comfortably.
Right.
So if you come out of this game or leave this game and you don't have your degree, how do you expect to function in the world? I can't go get a job, at least not one that's going to earn me enough money to take care of myself, my family, because by this time they may have children, they may have wives, or they may already have.
Right.
So I think that's the part that seems to get glossed over sometimes, is they forget, okay, we got to make sure these kids get their education. Basketball will be fine. It ain't going nowhere, whether they give them 1 year or whether they develop even more the G League. And I got a couple of my former players that are G League players and a couple that are overseas right now. happy for him, blessed for him. But it was the first thing they'll tell you is, coach, yeah, grades are good, coach. Grades are good, because that's the first thing I ask them. Mm-hmm. You doing all right in school? Did you graduate? Did you get your degree? Because that's what really matters at the end of the day.
So have you had your moment as a broadcaster yet, where you get that first time where you realize you're a broadcaster and not a player? When you get that moment where somebody, hey, why are you saying that about me? Or somebody's wife or somebody's girlfriend says, hey, why are you saying that about me? I heard what you were saying. I heard that. And it's like, hey, I'm just doing my job. I'm just telling the truth. And if they
media Dion.
Right. I'm just saying this. Everybody has that. Everybody has that time where it's like, yeah, you were completely fair, completely critical.
Thought you was my partner.
Because it's your job. Yeah. Right.
How you going to tell them what I told you in confidence? My heel is messed up.
I have. Now, I haven't leaked any of those. I've kept those kind of under wraps. You know, you say, well, you know, I heard this from a good source. That,
right. Mm-hmm.
But I did. I had a couple of fans, actually from Wisconsin, blast me last year about not giving Nigel Hayes his due respect. Now, Nigel's a heck of a player. Loved him. He was
heck
great
of a
for
dude
that
too.
Team.
Yeah,
great
Standard
guy.
Yes.
I mean, there's
yes.
I don't think
worldly
there's a
dude.
Better
smart,
young man,
aware,
than that kid.
Woke. Yeah.
But I made a comment about how the team wasn't really anything without Ethan Happ. I thought that's a truthism.
He's their best player, and everything ran through him.
Exactly. Yeah. But I had a couple fans, you know, ride me to business on Twitter about that. But so that was fine. But no, I haven't really had that where it was a personal attack. It was more so, well, you didn't say the right thing about my team.
No, that's going to hate college sports, man. Welcome to it.
Oh, it's coming.
They're all crazy. They're all crazy.
Thank you for your time, man. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, it's a pleasure as mine, man. And again, I listen to you guys all the time, especially on the way home normally from work.
Appreciate
I love it. Really enjoy your show.
Thanks, Deion.
Thank you.
Deion Thomas, lead basketball analyst for the Fighting Illini Radio Network, studio analyst for the Big Ten Network, our guest on the Bernstein and Goff Show. We got Matt Miller talking football at 3 on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How do you go through another week of this?
It's Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, is this as much a must-win as they fate? I mean, this is a four-game losing streak.
Yeah, we have Bears fans saying they're not even watching the games anymore. They turned it off at halftime. They forgot they were even on Sunday.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk. Weekdays.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Now is the best time to buy at Napleton's Valley Hyundai in Aurora. They're offering huge savings on remaining 2017s. Right now, get 20% off MSRP on new 2017 Santa Fe Sports that all come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
MSRP may not be priced at which vehicle is sold in trade area. Offer good through 11/30/17. See dealer for details.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV. And people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the newradio.com app.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
We know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. Top of the hour, we're going to talk to Matt Miller.
Yeah,
Dan has cursed another quarterback.
No, I'm
trying to think of the games
career
that I watched this weekend.
I had seen him a couple of times.
All right.
And I had a couple, you know, maybe a people's eyebrow.
Yeah.
Maybe just like
a... Put them in your notes.
Yeah,
come back and check on them at the end of the season, dude.
I'll kind of remember that. And because we know every quarterback's been so over-talked about because we've known this list of quarterbacks. But I saw some and I said, I don't know. And then I kind of...
He's going to be awful.
I was at a party Saturday night and I kind of... And my dad had watched the game and I said, hey, this quarterback, what'd you think?
Just trying to feel her out there.
Yeah,
the test case before you bring it to the stage.
He's got a pretty good sense in the past, and he said, I really like him.
No,
and I said,
so you double Bernsteined on this quarterback, huh?
I hate to do this to people because it's just
he's gonna suck.
I'm
not gonna guess.
It was my friend's theory about because I had a friend that used to bet on games in college, and he said there was the Goldberg Gremlin. And I said, what's the Goldberg Gremlin? He said, the Goldberg Gremlin is the moment I bet on a team, the Gremlin runs into that team's locker room and makes them suck.
Well,
he shows up.
Or bet in football.
whatever they do. He said that Gremlin knows exactly what teams I bet on, mm-hmm. and he can make the runs, and he magically drops the big pile of suck on that team the moment that bet is official.
So is there a Bernstein boogeyman or something like that?
Is there
a different dude?
A boogeyman that does that to steal the mojo of a quarterback.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You'll drop it on Matt Miller. And don't try to lead the witness here. All right, ask him straight out, what do you think about this guy? All right, because I know how you're going to do this. You're going to massage this.
No,
you're going to finesse this thing into Matt, picking up the context clues that you like this player.
Or I could do like the Spiegel thing where it's like, this is what I think,
hit him
right?
with the right at the
right?
end. Yeah, exactly. Right? You can't hit him with the right at the end. You
right?
don't want him to agree with you.
Right?
You just want to give the witness a question. Don't lead the witness.
I'm just going to ask straight out
right.
current scouting report on. But you know Matt. Matt's going to be like, oh, well, he's not declaring, so I don't know.
I don't want to talk about
like
him.
I haven't
exactly.
really studied him. And
I got some coaching questions from Matt Miller, top of the hour.
Coaching questions.
Yes. This Tennessee thing we have to talk about, the Michigan thing we have to talk about, and the UCLA thing we have to talk about. Because Chip Kelly got his paper. We got the numbers are out, 5 years, $23 million.
Last week, Adam Kramer called it. Mm-hmm. Adam Kramer's game. Mm-hmm. He said, that's the fit.
That's the bet.
He said,
that's the best job, not Tennessee.
For him.
Right.
And not Florida. He said, for Chip Kelly, that's the fit.
Well, I also want to know what's going on at College Station. So we got a lot to talk about with Matt Miller. And we got some pro ball as well. So we should do that.
He covers it all, and we're going to do that in just moments on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives us.
Sundays on CBS. They face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close? We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Libra, working alone just won't get it done this week. Assemble a team. Scorpio, step away from the desk and get back into the social scene again. It's a good weekend for it. Sagittarius, a faraway old friend rolls back into your life like a thunderstorm. Capricorn, focus that energy towards your significant other. It's well worth it. Aquarius, this week a new romantic interest might spark up unexpectedly. And Pisces, start some new routines, one that focus on being healthier than you've been. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me?
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
A world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da-da-da-da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really has nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to know.
It's worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump on a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
List number 3030.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Would you say them at halftime?
For you. That's Ben McAdoo, soon to be fired head coach of the New York Giants.
Wow.
And there's some news coming out of New York. Apparently, Ben McAdoo thinks that Geno Smith is a better option at quarterback than Eli Manning, who has a consecutive game started streak from the game one of his NFL career to this week. He hadn't missed a game because of injury, much like his brother. He is there every week for you.
You are being benched in favor of Geno Smith?
It's a bad look. It's a bad look for his Hall of Fame candidacy this year, too. If you look at it,
We've
been talking about two Super Bowl wins and how his numbers have kind of been sliding the last few years, and he isn't that good when you watch him all the time. You get benched in a season where your team is one